This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. The PM said this while addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Khodaldham ground in Ahmedabad today.
Aaj Bharat ne atmanirbharta ko विकसित भारत के निर्माण का आधार बना दिया है. अपने किसानों, अपने मछुआरों, अपने पशुपालकों, अपने उद्यमियों के दम पर भारत तेजी से विकास के रास्ते पर चल रहा है.
Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad tomorrow. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it during the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sithivini Rabhuka in New Delhi. Both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Secretary South, Ministry of External Affairs Nina Malhotra said the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility and defense.
The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of 9 bilateral documents or MOUs. These are construction and commissioning, operation and maintenance of a super speciality hospital in Fiji, an agreement on supply of medicines under our Jan Aushadhi scheme, an MOU on cooperation in standardization between Bureau of Indian Standards and Department of National Measurement and Standards. Another MOU was on the cooperation in the field of human capacity, skilling and upskilling between National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology of India and Pacific Polytechnic of Fiji on Indian grant assistance for implementation of quick impact projects.
Fijian Prime Minister Rabhuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. The Election Commission has addressed the long-felt need for constructive discussions with the national and state political parties across all levels in the past 6 months by having several rounds of meetings with the representatives of all recognized political parties in a structured manner. These meetings were envisaged by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar at the Conference of Chief Election Officers, CEOs, held in March this year. Accordingly, 4,719 structured meetings with all political parties were conducted, comprising 40 meetings by CEOs, 800 by district election officers and 3,879 by electoral roll officers, engaging over 28,000 representatives of various political parties. The Commission said that this initiative aligns with the Commission's broader vision of further strengthening the electoral process in accordance with the existing legal framework with all stakeholders. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has emphasized that women's employment rate in India has nearly doubled between 2017-18 to 2023-24. According to the periodic Labour Force survey, the female unemployment rate has dropped from 5.6% in 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. The survey said that in rural India, female employment has grown by 96%, while urban areas have seen an increase of 43% during the same period. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Punjab and Rajasthan tomorrow. Parts of Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern region are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In weightlifting, Tokyo Olympics silver medalist Mirabai Chanu won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad today after lifting a total weight of 193 kg in women's 48 kg category. Earlier today, India bagged 2 gold medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.